to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom. If you have ever used GarageBand on an iPad or Mac and wish that there was something like that to work on Chromebooks, you're in for a treat today. During one of my earlier episodes, I mentioned briefly that I created the introduction segment for this podcast using a service called Soundtrap. Soundtrap is a free web app that you can access through almost any browser. Soundtrap allows a user to create music on almost any device, including Chromebooks, very much like GarageBand does on an iPad or Mac. Just visit soundtrap.com and create a free account for yourself to get started. Once your account is created, you can start making music. Follow the tutorial prompts in the Soundtrap Studio when it opens, or skip it and click the musical note button in the upper right-hand corner. This will open a sidebar containing a number of loops or pre-recorded bits of music that can play over and over again during your song. Click the purple play button next to each loop to preview them. You'll notice that several are part of the premium or supreme packages, but a lot of them are free. Just use the search bar at the top of the purple sidebar to filter your search and find just those free loops. You can click and drag the loops on to your studio workspace. To add more loops, click the Add New Track button on the left to layer loops and start creating music. You can drag the loops to start at different times during your song and lengthen or shorten the loops to fit your needs by simply clicking and holding the end of the loop and dragging left or right. You'll notice at the bottom of the screen, you have play, forward, rewind, stop, and record buttons. You can also increase or decrease the tempo and turn the metronome on or off. Please understand, I have absolutely no prior training in composing music. I played in the school band in junior high and high school, and that's about it. I learned how to use Soundtrap by watching a few of their excellent tutorials, which you will find in the menu bar when you're in the studio, and then I just started playing around with it. To create my intro, I started by finding a bass line that I liked. I chose Retro Funk 1, which I thought was kind of cool when I listened to it. Then I stretched it to take up the length of time that I wanted for my introduction, which was about 18 to 20 seconds. Next, I added a new track, and then found a drum beat to make it a little more interesting. I chose Champion 1. Last, I added a new track, plugged in a microphone and recorded my voiceover. I adjusted the volume of the three tracks independently, and then I experimented with the fade in and fade out features using the button on each track that looks sort of like an N or a Z with little circles at each vertex. It did take quite a bit of time to finalize the 18 to 20 second intro, as I was just learning how to use the Soundtrap interface. However, it is somewhat intuitive, and if you have ever used GarageBand or Audacity before, you will find this to be a very familiar interface. Don't be afraid, just get in there and give it a try. I'm using the free version of Soundtrap connected to my personal Gmail account to get started. Teachers can use free accounts for individual projects. You are limited to 5 songs when using the free account. You also have fairly limited pre-recorded music loops to choose from. Now, by fairly limited, I mean you only have access to several hundred of the 4,000 to 5,000 different loops that are available with the paid accounts. So feel free to get in and explore. With free accounts, you can still invite other users to collaborate with you on your projects. Simply click the blue-green button in the upper right-hand corner when you're in the studio and invite users by email. However, at this time, our teachers would not be able to invite students to collaborate on their projects because the email comes from Soundtrap, which is outside of our organization. So students would not be able to receive those invitation emails. To invite student users, it would be best and safest to ask your principal about purchasing an EDU account for your school. EDU users can invite students by sharing a simple code. EDU users can also use Google Classroom as a bridge between Soundtrap and student users. Soundtrap would be a great tool for almost any music class, but I can see it being used in a number of different ways. English classes could challenge students at the end of poetry unit to use Soundtrap to put their words to music. Students in English, public speaking, journalism, broadcasting, and newspaper classes or clubs could use Soundtrap for podcasting. There are endless possibilities for using Soundtrap to reinforce concepts in math classes, including number sense, fraction, and I'm sure even more than that. Soundtrap is an official partner with Microsoft Education, Google for Education, and the National Association for Music Education. Soundtrap could be a great way to help students explore music concepts and unleash their creativity in new and exciting ways. That's it for today, folks, but I hope you'll join me again for my next episode. Don't forget to visit Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts to give me a rating and throw a few stars my way. You can also use the Anchor app to review this podcast and offer verbal feedback and suggestions for topics that I can cover in future episodes. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.